A 7 on the WOKV weather meter from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Beatonball. As we head through your Monday, after some showers overnight and into the early morning hours, especially along and north of Interstate 10, we'll have some mostly cloudy skies for the day today. Thanks to a warm front to the north of us, we'll be kind of warm as well. High temperatures reaching the upper 70s to near 80 degrees despite some cloud cover. If we do get some peaks of sunshine, we'll be able to produce some showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon, especially once again along and north of Interstate 10. A few of those storms could provide some gusty winds in the form of a damaging wind gust as well. Also some hail. The tornado threat looks to be low, and if there is one, it'd be north of the Florida-Georgia border. So we'll be tracking that using First Alert Doppler HD. But the primary threats for today look to be just some heavy downpours at times in the afternoon and early evening hours. Again, if we get more sunshine and a damaging wind gust along with some hail as well with any of those thunderstorms. But widespread rainfall over the next 2 days could produce 1 to 2 inches of rain before it's all said and done. Yes, tonight we'll see a mostly cloudy sky, a lingering shower ahead of a cold front that'll be arriving and approaching our area on Tuesday. Morning low in the mid-60s, a scattered shower early, but mid to late morning, we'll begin to see a line of thunderstorms begin to form and progress east and southeast through our area. Between lunchtime and 5 p.m., it'll be crossing northeast Florida and then exiting the area by about 5 to 6 p.m. Before it does, it'll leave behind likely some wind gusts of 40 to 50, even 60 miles per hour potentially, along as some hail as well. We could be seeing an isolated quick spin-up tornado, but I think the main threat is going to be the wind here with this system, a line of thunderstorms moving through the area. It'll be pretty breezy despite the showers and storms as well. 10 to 20 mile per hour sustained winds out of the west and southwest on Tuesday. That'll help us get to the low 80s for our daytime highs as we go through your Tuesday. Then it'll be mostly sunny, still breezy as high pressure builds in on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 60s. A lot of sunshine still on Thursday into Friday. Thursday morning, we could drop down to the 40s around Jacksonville. Upper 30s, well inland. Then sunny skies prevail on Friday again. Below average temperatures still in the mid-60s. So hope you're weather aware today and into tomorrow, tracking a few rounds of potentially strong thunderstorms here at the First Alert Weather Center. We'll keep you updated around the clock right here on WOKV. With any severe weather alerts, you can download our apps as well. We'll send you those push notifications if you allow us to. Be sure to let us know where you are as well using the current location tab, and we'll send you those severe weather alerts, lightning alerts as well, especially with the First Alert weather app there. So hope you have a great and safe couple of days. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Beatonball. I'll see you on the radio and on TV on CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax. For the First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Beatonball for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.